All right, friends, it is another edition of the Lost Zane Recordings. For my time at 107.3 WBBL, actually, I should say it's a free view because the full show is on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I give you plenty on the freebie to enjoy, and I appreciate the time, but if you want to take the next step, you're like, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't. Just try it out for 1 month. See if I can engage you with the content that I put up there each and every week. Patreon.com/Eric Zane for $5 or $10 a month. Just try it out 1 month, and there you go. If you like it, let it ride or convert it to a yearly, and I'll save you 10% off of the cost. All right, here you go, my free view of the Lost Zane Recordings.
Show number 156 is underway on a short work week. Tuesday morning. Ooh, wow. 21 outside right now. That's right, I said it. 21. Ooh. Get the hell out of here. High of just 39 today. Cloudy. Wednesday. Snow, rain mix. High 39. I think it'll be dry for Thursday. Everybody going to... I don't know if most of the people travel Wednesday for Thanksgiving. I guess they would travel Wednesday. Wednesday and Thursday, the big travel days.
Yeah, typically. I imagine Wednesday's the big travel day. Depends where you go.
I see nothing great in the next 10 days.
Ugh. I'm almost hoping it just blizzards on Thursday morning.
Doesn't it seem like Friday when it was 70? That was like 4 months ago.
The sad thing is, no.
You still remember it.
Yeah.
You still feel
I long
it.
For it. It's never going to happen.
You know, it's like weird because, you know, there's little milestones that you look at to try to think to warmer temperatures, and one of them for me is the shortest day of the year, which is less than a month away, which is weird. It's the start of winter.
Yes.
And but then, you know, you're looking at, I don't know, what, May?
Until it's nice out?
Where, you know, you'll have a few nicer days possibly in April.
I could deal with this, though. If it's just cold and doesn't blizzard and snow and stuff, yeah. I can deal with that.
Yeah, it's, yeah, boy, man. I got it. The thing is, if you get it, have you ever been into winter sports?
No.
Snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing.
Not my thing.
That helps. That helps somewhat.
I honestly don't know why I live in Michigan. I don't like anything that comes
Michigan.
Along. I love Michigan,
I really
too.
Do.
I just don't
I really
like anything
do.
That comes along with the cold weather.
I just, it's just you have to kind of wrap your mind around the temperatures that we're with, and then somehow you'll get used to it, and then you're on your way. But I never ever do it, though. I never really get out the way I always claim I'm going to. And then I find myself inside for like 3 straight months. But I don't know what it is, man, if the dry air or something is affecting me, but I can't stop itching. It keeps me up at night. I don't know what's going on right now. So I've just been constantly itching from literally the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
It's because it's dry. It went from like, it dropped so much in temperature. Well, it was like a 40 degree swing.
Well, I remember I took that to heart because I was talking with your better half, Laura. She goes, you're dry, Eric. You're dry. You need to drink more water. I go, you're right. And then she goes, and get some cocoa butter. Put that all over. Lubricate.
Coconut oil.
Is that what she said?
Yes. Did you get cocoa butter?
No, I didn't.
Oh, coconut oil.
Okay.
It's like a cooking thing, but...
She said, just bathe in it, and then just let it dry on there. Let it adhere to your skin. And I'm like, okay, great. No, I didn't do that. But my wife is like, okay. So I spent the whole day drinking water yesterday.
Which you should be doing anyways.
Yes. And then... So last night, I'm like, there's really no relief. And there's a product called Eucerin, I believe. It's supposedly a...
Is that a urinary tract infection medicine?
No, it's spelled EU.
Oh.
And it was driving me so crazy that I took this... I mean, it's body lotion. I took a big, giant load of it in my hand and rubbed it onto the top of my head like hair gel.
That's weird.
Yes. And then I put a hat over it just to get in hoping. And it's done nothing. Not a damn thing. So I am absolutely in agony right now. And so it's like, oh, my God. It just won't stop.
Is that a symptom of diabetes?
Could be.
Could be.
But now I don't have it, as far as I can tell. If I had diabetes and I ate, I would have symptoms. Vision, hearing, all sorts of very pronounced symptoms. And so I'm I don't know, maybe in my future, but as of right now, like I've taken my I've used that, what's that thing called again? The glucometer several times, and I can't, it's perfect. My sugar's fine. What I thought was what it was is not, unless I'm doing something wrong. Yeah, oh my God, please stop it. Hey, do we have tickets to give away? Bill, I heard Bill on his promo saying, tickets for Toledo at Western.
I have no idea. It'd be cool if we did. Typically, they give us tickets for that last game of the year because it's a Friday. It's Black Friday. Yes, so not that many people can get out there.
Yeah, well,
but I have a feeling this year is a little bit different, you know, since they're going for 12-0 and whatnot.
I heard Bill on his promo saying, listen to me. I'll give you listen to me in the Eric Zane Show. Give me tickets.
We don't have anything.
No, he must have been lying.
We don't have anything. Oh, wait, we have some for scheduled for tomorrow. We have four pairs for tomorrow, but we can give those away today.
Okay, so we have them.
We do have. We should give them away today because, as I learned, our office closes around noon tomorrow.
Okay, we'll do it today.
They must have forgot to CC me on that email because I didn't get
it. I got it.
They must have forgotten because I heard Michelle yelling about how we need to give away prizes today because the office is closing early tomorrow. And I was like, oh, man, damn. They must have forgot to send me that email.
You seem like you're pretty bummed about that, man.
No, not bummed. Be a good thing to know, though.
Yes.
So if you won prizes, you have until noon tomorrow to pick them up, apparently.
Let's see here. No, I don't. Well, I didn't get anything either. Unless it's something that came like some time ago. Kyle, welcome in, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Cold, but who's not?
Yeah. By the way, people here around the office are loving you. I got rave reviews from a coworker.
Who's that Kyle kid? He's really nice, and he gets traffic in so quick.
It was Rachel from Hot FM.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think she's got a crush on you. Stay away from her.
I don't
she's
blame
trouble.
Her.
yeah, so welcome in, buddy. Good to have you here. Last night was an event called the Signature Chef Charity Fundraiser for Muscular Dystrophy. And it was at DeVos Place. And this is what I knew about this thing going in. Our boss, Jeff Cartwright, reaches out and says, hey, you know, whenever we get an opportunity to bring different people from the office into these events, we're knocking them off one after the other. Like I've got you, Rachel, Jackie Green, Dave, Jack, and Ed—they're all going to be there at this event. Crystal from the business office, Tony Gates, and then like the next one, like Julius, you may be invited. Of course, you might not be knowing that it's going on
until 5 minutes before. But they're probably afraid I try some of the food and I'm like, Pleh.
Well, man, this event is okay. What it is like it's all these different really great restaurants are there. And the chefs are making food, and you go and you get what they've made, and then you go on to the next one. And you're given, like, a little token, and whoever's best, you drop it in their little container, and that's your favorite.
Okay.
And they're trying to win, and it's all involved with a fundraiser with an auction. So there's all sorts of great sports memorabilia. There's a Jake Arrieta jersey there. There's all sorts of really cool stuff that people can bid on. And so that's a silent auction. And there's a live auction.
Was Tony the auctioneer?
Tony was the auctioneer for about 5-6 of the things that were being auctioned off. But I had to leave before that. There was more than one auctioneer there. But I wanted to see Gates do his thing because I heard his chant is really good. And
is that what they call it?
They do call it a chant. You know how how an auctioneer sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
hey, that's just Tony's normal talking voice.
Well, the thing is, Gates is telling me that when he does it, Like the guy that was up there was doing it and he was really good. And he goes, yeah, this guy's good. I'll tell you what, baby, I really like him. I go, yeah. And I go, what do you, he goes, well, I like to tell stories while I do it. And I went, oh no. They're going to be here all night. Are you serious?
Well, it all started when I was 7.
But Gates kind of stumbled into being an auctioneer on these big events, like for Van Andel Institute, right, where he's auctioning off big money things, like $20,000 trip packages and things like that. And that comes from when Gates was like auctioning off bales of hay when he was a kid for like a buck. And his, and it's a true story. His dad was an auctioneer, actually went to auctioneer school.
Ooh, I didn't know that was a thing.
It most certainly is. And Gates is in like the select fraternity of auctioneers in West Michigan. You know, there's a bunch of auctioneers in West Michigan. Gates is one of them. And so I missed out on that, of him doing it. But this thing, so you go around and you eat this amazing food. And I tried my first oyster. And I don't know.
Did you gag like Ernie?
No. What, well, the thing
or
about,
do you mean you is like you tried your first oyster of the night or first oyster,
period.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
And it was in like a little shot glass with like the shrimp sauce in it. And you just throw it back like a drink. And you're just supposed to swallow it and not chew it. But you don't taste anything. All you tasted was the shrimp cocktail sauce. Well, this is stupid. I mean, I didn't even taste a thing. All I tasted was cocktail. And then Jack and I goes, well, yeah, you just have to savor it. I go, no, you don't. I mean, there's nothing to savor. I mean, the taste of the shrimp sauce is so overpowering.
Oysters are nasty, though.
There was no flavor to it. It was just like I was.
It's so slimy. Michelle made me try an oyster once. We went to whatever that seafood place is down by the corner.
Charlie's Crab?
Yeah. Ugh.
There was nothing to it. I didn't. There was nothing.
Like everything else, that place is amazing. Like the food was great, except for the seafood. I'm not a seafood guy, though. I hate seafood. Well, they had like
this portion of the show brought to you by Charlie's Crab.
Oh, wow. I gave him a great compliment. I'd go there again.
It was not a great compliment. Everything about it was good except for the seafood at the seafood restaurant.
Well, I mean, I don't like seafood, though. I'd go there again if I didn't have to eat that. Like, the biscuits were amazing. They had some great fries. Some of the best fries I've ever had. Just so happened that I'm not a seafood guy.
Welcome to Charlie's Crab. Come on in for the biscuits. Stay for the fries.
Yeah. Exactly. Let me see what's wrong with that.
So,
I think I gave a heck of a compliment.
You walk in now, and they said to me, oh, yeah, just dress casual. I was barely dressed. I wasn't dressed appropriately.
What is casual count?
Well, to me,
I don't know anymore.
I had a pair of brown kind of like boots on and a jacket and a button-down shirt, not tucked in, open collar, and jeans.
Okay.
And a brown jacket. And I walked in, and I was like, uh-oh, this is barely appropriate and probably not.
Meh.
And because everybody was dressed really nicely, and it was weird. And it wasn't weird, but there when you walk in, there's three really young, attractive women at the door, and it's like, what is going on here?
First and foremost, eye contact.
I'm averting my gaze. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, thanks. We'll go on in. Check it out.
What you guys have done with the place.
And So you go in and you meet with the various people from the radio stations. That's cool. And then I'm wandering along. We're eating. My wife and I. She's got a glass of wine. It's great. And I ran into a guy who I should know his name. Have you ever done this when you see somebody and you've seen them on and off for years and years, and then you're away from them for a period of time and you've lost their name?
Oh,
and
yeah.
How terrible that is. And I think I really offended a man who I've known. And there's a local business in town called Car City.
Car City.
They're on 28th Street.
Yeah.
Hey,
Car City.
That's exactly right.
Of course.
And the guy who runs Car City, he's been in the community forever. He actually does his ads for Car City.
Okay.
And
that's a place that's never going to advertise with us, is what you're saying.
I'm thinking if there was any hope, I probably ruined it because gentleman is, he's really committed to my old station.
Okay.
So I don't know if we had any odds. I mean, he seems to be doing pretty well. So I walk him to go, hey, man, how are you? He goes, hey, yeah, good to see you. I haven't seen you so long. And I go, tell me your name again. I should have just said, hey, chief.
Hey, boss.
I should have gone to, hey, chief, hey, boss, hey, guy.
Is he a bigger dude?
He's tall.
Could have called him Hoss. What's up, Hoss?
And, I was crawling in my own skin because I was like, hey. And then I finally said, tell me your name again. And he goes, he paused and looked at me and had his smile left.
Uh-oh.
And then he went, Jeff. And I went, Jeff, I'm really sorry. And it was bad. I felt so bad.
I could have called him Jay or something. Did you know?
I didn't know anything. I was lost. I was so lost. I'm like, hey, Jeff, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
It's embarrassing.
And he had been very charitable. We did a contest, not a contest, a charity event there. And he would always like donate cars to like less fortunate people and stuff. And so I'm like, oh no, this is bad.
The go-to is always, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah. And I was there. I had said that. And I think
I feel like those events, they should have name tags.
Yes.
100%.
And what the hell? Well, you know me. Hell, I was sitting in front of Todd Nelson, the coach of the Griffins, who I saw every day for the season. And then we got him here in the studio and
What's up, Nelson?
Nelson Todd. Hi, Nelson Todd. Oh, my God. So I am like, hey, guy.
Hey, guy.
So that was bad.
Hey, guy.
And then
should have called him Meathead. What's up, Meathead? He might not have liked that very much.
So then I ran into guy who says, hey, man, I miss you on the show. And then I always go, well, have you checked out the new show?
I was actually a former intern, probably, wasn't
and
it?
And he said,
it was your old producer.
Hold that thought. Put a pin in that. What you just said. And then he goes, well, I don't do sports. I'm like, dude, yeah, I know. Look. It's on a sports station, but our show is far from a sports show.
This whole rigmarole.
So that happened. And then another young lady walked up to me. She goes, hey, Eric. I go, hey, same thing. And I go, former intern? She goes, no, it's Sarah, Ryan's husband, who used to work with you at the old job. He was an engineer.
Okay.
And he was an intern at one point, but not his wife. She was there as a design from one of the auction. Her business was auctioning something off, design services or something like that. And so I'm like, oh God. So it was terrible to talk with her for a little bit. And her husband, who I know well, Ryan is his name, on the radio. He was known for a period of time as Rape Stash Wet Hands.
What?
That, yeah. So
Rape Stash Wet Hands?
I wonder if you search that, if you'll actually get a picture of him. Probably not, but great guy, fun intern, really smart. He since left the station. And it was when I was with these two individuals, actually, we did talk for quite some time. And I'm talking with Ryan, and he goes, hey, have you seen Russ?
Oh, was he there?
And I go, oh, no.
Did you guys fight?
I go, are you serious? He goes, and I said to myself, I go, you know, I thought in the back of my head that this seems like a Russ event. I'll bet you Russ is here. Now, for those of you who don't know, Russ is the guy who fired me. So that's kind of weird. Yes, that's a little weird to see. I mean, you know.
Yeah, should have fought him.
No.
Why not? That would have been fun.
I actually, I've
should have had Jeff fight him. Cartwright, I mean.
Yeah.
That would have been fun.
So I turned
two general managers going at it.
So Ryan says to me, yeah, Russ. I go, oh, God, I'm probably just going to lay low. I don't want to see him. It's, you know, just weird. And then I look to my left. 40 feet away. There he is. We make eye contact. I mean, literally 1 second after I said that, I looked to my left. There's Russ. I immediately start thinking of geometric shapes as I look at him. And so I look at him. And his very nice wife is there. I've met her. She's very sweet. And I look at Russ, and he waves. And he just had a look on his face, and I was like, oh, God. He's smiling. I smiled.
Did you give him the finger?
No, I did not give him the finger.
Should give him the finger.
It was awkward. It was very awkward.
And, why not?
To be honest with you, the things I've learned about him that since I got fired are upsetting to me. Just various things I've heard from people we both know that he's said about me that I didn't like. But, of course, I've probably said a lot of bad things about him, both off the air and on.
What you should have done was grab your crotch and, like, look at him.
So I see Russ, and then I look back at Ryan, and I go, well, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to go say hi to him.
See, I wouldn't have done that.
Well, I kind of wanted to air something out that is on my nerves.
Just tell him to F off?
About that little dust-up with our friends in the band Waylon, and I wanted to kind of say, hey, I think that was crap.
Oh, really?
So I'm going to do it.
So did you embarrass the company?
No.
Did you call him fat?
No. Nope, didn't do anything. And because I looked back and he vanished.
Oh.
And I don't know if that was quick. I mean, he vanished fast.
Next thing I was going to ask was, did you get a level out and put it on his forehead?
Did not do that. Thank you. These are all great questions, though. So.
Just wanted.
Is the stream working, first of all?
It is not. I'm working on it currently.
How are you able to work on it and give me these jokes? That's a talent of yours.
It is a talent. I'm not going to deny. The level one was pretty good.
I think they've all been pretty stellar, frankly. There's been some good jokes in this conversation. So that was that. I did not see him again. But it kind of bugged me for a period of time. Not the end of the world.
Did it get sprayed with water and melted?
No.
Oh.
Now, come on now. What a time. Raising money for March of Dimes. Holy crap, do they make a lot of money there for that charity.
Bring out the big hitters.
Oh, do they? Fox 17 was there. All my friends from the NFL Zone. Mike Avery.
They're your friends, or you have met them once?
Falzone, yeah, I met her at the lip sync thing.
Yeah,
I met her
very
there.
Convincing.
Frank, I see Christian Frank all the time. Obviously, he's with us for our show. Mike Avery, he's a lacrosse coach at Granville. You see him all the time in and around the area. So yes,
yeah, we're best friends.
Stop being rude. So yeah, it was a good time all around. In the very next segment, there's a guy who does not know who won the election. Okay. It's remarkable, this guy. Wait till you hear.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. This, when you take one look at this dude, I'm like, what is going on here? He was on the Today Show. We'll feature him next. He has no idea who won the election, and he wants to see how long he can go before he finds out who actually won the election. This is insane. We'll hear from him next. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Thank you so much for the time. Patreon.com/Eric Zane for the full show. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.